House Bill 1047, an act to revise certain provisions regarding leased or rented boats, to revise certain provisions regarding boat license tags, and to revise certain provisions regarding the exemptions from the excise tax on boats.
House Bill 1047 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dietrich.
It is certainly my privilege to pitch House Bill 1047 after it was pulled off the consent calendar the other day. It's with great hesitation that I say that it is a simple cleanup bill, but that is indeed what it does. There's really two things that it does, and it's relating to paying taxes on leased and rented boats. What it says is that if you are a dealership and you lease or rent out boats, that you must pay your license fee and your taxes on those boats that you lease out. That is no different from what they're doing today. It is just clarifying the statute that that's indeed what should happen. The second thing that it does is that in Section 8, it talks about there's a list of exemptions, including, for instance, if you inherited a boat, it said you don't have to pay an excise tax on that. What they're clarifying is saying that just because you don't have to pay an excise tax, that does not mean you don't have to license. So those are the things that it does in the bill. Very simple. With that, Madam President, I will stand by for questions.
Further remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Dietrich, there's some vague language in the bill. I'd like you to clarify for me if you can.
I would be glad to answer that question if I have an opportunity, Madam President.
Very fine. Please proceed, Senator Olson.
Would you please define for the body what the definition of a large boat is?
Senator Dietrich.
Well, we did have a lot of discussion on that, as a matter of fact, Madam President, and it was decided that Senator Mack, if he got on the boat, or Senator Brock Greenfield, that and it capsized, either one, that it was considered a large bill, or a large boat. So we felt we pretty well defined that. We thought about amending the bill, but decided after all that maybe that was not a good idea.
Senator Olson, any other relevant questions?
Well, Madam President, if I might, the boat would capsize. That would be a small boat then, if those two horses got in there, wouldn't it?
Senator Dietrich.
Madam President, I do stand corrected on that. If either one of those did get in that boat and it did not capsize, it certainly would qualify as a large boat.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Other remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1047. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brown? Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard? Senator Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey,
aye.
Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam, Reedy, Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
House Bill 1047 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.